do. Up until Thursday, plenty of sun, hot, humid, as high temperatures push well into the 90s today. We drop into and through the 70s tonight, well into the 90s again tomorrow with plenty of sun. Equally as hot Friday. A warm weekend on the way. Looks pretty dry, too, still. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by WeatherEyeLogy.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhouse. Right now, 66.
Technology is supposed to be easy, but what happens when you have printer problems, home network issues, or you get a virus? Check out Blue Valley Telecommunications' new solution, Blue Pro. With our support package, you have access to 24/7 technical support for all your connected electronics. Plus, you get antivirus and anti-theft protection, password keepers, and parental controls. All the technology help you need to make your life easy for only $14.99. For more information, call us today at 877-876-1228.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Kansas must begin registering thousands of eligible voters for federal elections who have not yet provided proof of citizenship under a federal court order. That has complicated the state's elections less than a month before early voting begins for the primary. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach's office issued instructions to county election officials late yesterday to register those applicants without citizenship documentation to vote. Two owners of a Kansas City area roofing company are accused of forcing workers who are in the U.S. illegally to either pay kickbacks or obey other demands or be reported to immigration authorities. Tommy Frank Keaton and Graziano Cornolo are charged in a 17-count federal indictment unsealed yesterday with labor trafficking, conspiring to harbor aliens for commercial advantage, and transporting and harboring workers unlawfully in the country. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
I wanted to get my dad a Father's Day gift that he would use.
Kimberly was looking for gift ideas, so I took her through all of our Craftsman and DeWalt tools and our Toro Mowers.
Ace is a place to thank Dad for all he's done with a gift that lets him get more stuff done.
Head to Ace now to get Dad the best gifts from our best brands and receive a free gift card for up to $50 each with select Craftsman, Toro, and DeWalt purchases. Offer valid through June 20th at participating stores. Gift cards must be used on a future purchase and are subject to terms and conditions. See store for details.
Hi, Tom Baudette, trying out one of those standing desks. Now I have the pleasure of working without the nuisance of being comfortable. Not sure a standing desk is for me. I'm really more of a resting couch kind of guy. But there is one thing I can stand behind, and that's Motel 6 offering clean, comfortable rooms for the lowest price of any national chain. Now, where did I put my sitting chair? I'm Tom Baudette, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
Kansas is abandoning its plan to block 11 people who have provided services such as cancer screenings to Planned Parenthood from continued participation in its Medicaid program. Though it still will press to cut those funds from the organization's affiliates, a lawyer for the state announced the move in a letter filed Monday with a Kansas City, Kansas federal judge, weighing a request by the two Planned Parenthood affiliates to block Kansas's plans to halt Medicaid reimbursements. The Kansas Board of Education voted to ignore a federal directive that all public schools allow transgender students to use the restrooms that match their gender identity instead of deferring to the regulations of individual school districts. What remains unclear is whether or not the 10-0 vote will endanger over $479 million in federal aid or about 10% of the state's education budget. For Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Mid-America Network News. I'm Stephanie Austin. Five companies working on a Lincoln apartment complex have been cited for federal workplace safety violations. The U.S. Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration says it found multiple safety hazards at the construction site in the 1800 block of P Street. Federal safety investigators say they observed seven workers exposed to fall hazards up to five stories high at the three-building complex. Authorities say they are confident an escaped inmate is in the Omaha area. The Nebraska State Patrol officers were pursuing leads Tuesday in the search for 52-year-old Timothy Clausen. Investigators believe he's in the Omaha area, and they're putting great emphasis on the city's northeast area. Clausen and another inmate escaped from the Lincoln Correctional Center Friday morning by climbing into a laundry truck and then cutting a hole in the truck's roof. The other inmate has been captured. I'm Stephanie Austin.
If you're an American farmer or rancher, grab your pen and paper and listen closely, because we have a product designed just for you. Introducing QT Farms, the most complete market information tool available for your computer and smartphone. It includes market quotes, agricultural news, weather, market commentary, a crop profitability calculator to analyze your growing revenue, and much more without the typical advertising redirects to slow you down. It's all free, and it's all for you. That's right, free. Take advantage of this great information tool because it's been designed just for you, the American farmer and livestock producer. Visit the website www.qtfarms.com. Become a member of QT Farms and access the tools you need to keep you up to date with the latest in commodity markets and information. Visit www.qtfarms.com for your free access to QT Farms today.
That's the sound of the money you may save if the next time you are looking for a car or truck loan, you look to the State Bank of Blue Rapids. Located on the square in Blue Rapids, the State Bank of Blue Rapids has been lending money since before the first car was made. Come see John or Kenny at the State Bank of Blue Rapids and ask about car or truck loans. And listen to the sound of the money you may save. Member FDIC.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville USD 364 School Board met last Wednesday. The 2016-17 school calendar was adopted, with classes beginning Tuesday, August 23rd, dismissing at 1:40 that day. Commencement will be Sunday, May 21st, junior high promotion Monday, May 22nd, and the final day for classes Thursday, May 25th, with a half day. The complete calendar is posted on our website, KeyIndyRadio.com. The board recognized athletes who placed in the state track and field meet and the FFA students who placed in state competition. Financial and architect updates were heard on the bond project with bid letting June 2nd. AHRS Construction of Bern was the successful bidder on the elementary project, coming in at $2,057,000. The groundbreaking, which was slated at the elementary school, was postponed due to several board members not being able to attend. That event has been rescheduled for Monday, June 20th at 5:30 p.m. A resolution was approved extending the term of those board members whose terms expire in 2017 until the second Monday in January 2018. Resignation of Sarah Wecker, District Office Administrative Assistant, was approved. The negotiated agreement between the district and Marysville Education Association was approved as submitted for ratification on a 4-3 vote, with Degenhart, Milner, and Schotte voting no. A proposed large-scale poultry operation 2 miles east of Cortland in Gage County moved forward recently after a special use permit was approved by the Gage County Planning and Zoning Commission. Some 40 citizens attended a 2-hour hearing, many expressing concern with odor and air quality. The permit was approved on a 6-0 vote and will advance to the Gage County Board of Supervisors perhaps later this month. The $1.9 million project would accommodate a total of 150,000 chickens for meat production. June 11th, Washington County authorities made a traffic stop in the 300 block of C Street in Washington. Timothy Holly of Fairbury was arrested on a warrant for probation violation. And additional charges of driving while suspended, expired registration, possession of tag to whom is not registered, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Timothy Holly is currently being held on $2,500 bond. A passenger, Evelyn Anderson of Fairbury, was arrested on pending charges of possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia and is being held county jail on $2,500 bond. Larry D. Gearing, age 55, of Beatrice, was sentenced earlier this month to 90 days in jail on third-degree assault charges after threatening to kill a woman with a handgun after a fight in Beatrice in October. A plea for probation was denied. RSVP of Northeast Kansas will host a Veterans Cafe Wednesday beginning at 1:30 at the Helvering Center. Note the location will be at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Participants in the recent Honor Guard flight will be the guest speaker. The public is welcome and encouraged to attend. Elizabeth J. Betty Kramer Yonke, age 76, of Hickman, Nebraska, passed away Saturday. She was the sister of Dennis Kramer of Marysville. Funeral service Thursday, 11 a.m. at St. James Catholic Church in Cortland, Nebraska. Rosary Thursday at 10:30 at the church. Lincoln Memorial Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Elizabeth Betty Kramer Yonke. Wilbur L. Page, age 88 of Blue Rapids, passed away May 27th. Memorial service Saturday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Blue Rapids. Graveside interment at the Willsey, Kansas Cemetery Saturday at 2:30. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Wilbur Page. Mary Ann Steiner, age 75, of Virginia, passed away. Funeral service Saturday at the Salem United Church of Christ in Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8, at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Mary Ann Steiner. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, meatloaf, cheesy hash browns, green beans, and five-cup salad. Tomorrow, roast beef, mashed potato, a roll, carrots, and pears. KNDY News Time is 7:16.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Widespread thunder showers as promised yesterday across parts of the upper Midwest, east across the Great Lakes. Widespread heavy rain, 1 up to 5 inch amounts across parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Illinois. A number of tornadoes reported in parts of Minnesota, Iowa, as well as Illinois, north of Peoria. Some large hail, some damaging winds, a very busy day. Remnant showers and thunderstorms continue pushing east across parts of Wisconsin now, northern Minnesota, east across the Great Lakes into the Ohio-Tennessee Valley and the Gulf Coastal states. And again today, locally strong storms a possibility across Wisconsin, south across the eastern Corn Belt. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhaus.
Average high temperature mid-June, 85. Record high hit the century mark on this date in 1936. The average low is 64. The record low is 47 in 1942. Sunset this evening at 8:50. Sunrise in the morning at 5:56. Sunny, 68 degrees. Barometer at 29.80 inches. Relative humidity up there again at 88%. Winds are light. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 15th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Cubs squeak one out. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Packer reporting on sports. The Chicago Cubs and Washington Nationals are two of the best teams in baseball and played the second game of a three-game set in Washington last night. The Nats bested the Cubs 4-1 on Monday evening, but it was a different story Tuesday.
And Solis, the pitch, swung on, line drive, base hit left center field. Russell had to hold up, but he's going to score. His worth had to go to left center to cut it off, heading for second, Amora, and he's in safely with a throw off line.
Pat Hughes with the call on WBBM as Elmora's RBI single lifted the Cubs past the Nationals 4-3. Off the ice, thousands of people paid their respects to Detroit Red Wing legend Gordie Howe at the Joe Louis Arena yesterday. Howe died last Friday at the age of 88. Hockey legend Wayne Gretzky on number 9.
Hockey's not going to be the same. The world's not going to be the same without Gordie. Somebody said it best this morning that Beliveau, Rocket, Gordie, they were the three people that probably could change a hockey rink into a cathedral. And when you walk in, it's more like a church today.
Back to the diamond. The Detroit Tigers once again get out to an early lead against the Chicago White Sox. On Monday night, they ended up losing it. But last night, the Sox made one mistake too many.
Now the lefty sets. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And a drive in the air toward left, sinking. And it's going to roll by Cabrera all the way to the wall. Two runs will score. Here comes Upton to third base, and he is going to slide in safely. Oh, my goodness, another ball butchered out there by Melky Cabrera.
The call on WXYT, that made it 9-2 Tigers, and Detroit went on to win 11-8. And in the European Championship in France, Russia takes on Slovakia at 9 a.m. Eastern. Romania faces Switzerland at noon Eastern, and host country France battles Albania 3 p.m. Eastern. Dave Packer, ABC Sports.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A crop progress and condition report came out late on Monday from USDA shows that virtually all the corn has now been planted, and 96% of the nation's corn now emerged versus 90% a week ago. The average of 5 years, 94%. Nebraska, 99%. Kansas, the number, 96%. Corn condition, no change from last week. Still 75% good to excellent nationwide. Last year at this time, the number was 73%. In Nebraska, 79% of the corn good to excellent. Kansas at 70%. Some other states, Illinois, 75% good to excellent. Indiana, 73%. And the Iowa number is at 80%. Soybean planting continues to make progress this week at 92% versus 83% a week ago. The average time of the year at 87%. Nebraska 97% complete. Kansas at 75%. Soybeans emerge 79% nationwide versus 65% a week ago. The five-year average is 72%. Kansas 40%. Nebraska the number 84%. Soybean condition, 74% good to excellent nationwide. Last week, the number was 72%. Last year, we were at 67% good to excellent. And in the sorghum planting, 76% now nationwide versus 58% a week ago. The average this time of the year is 75%. In Kansas, the number is 63%. Nebraska just about wrapped up at 98%. Headed out 14% of the nation's sorghum as of this week, 1% in southern Kansas. And the sorghum condition, first week for that, 73% good to excellent. Last year, this time, we were at 67% good to excellent. Kansas, the number 74%. Nebraska, the number is 85%. And in the winter wheat harvest, it is now 11% complete nationwide. Kansas, 5% complete. Texas, 35%. Oklahoma at 34%. 61% wheat still in good to excellent condition. You can find more at AgView.net with this Ag Business Update. Powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Harvest Update Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Good morning. Wheat harvest 2016 continues, and it continues to be plagued by spotty rain showers, but where harvest is underway, it is progressing quite quickly, as it is in Texas.
Our NAS reported percentage harvested for this week is 35%. We think we're actually a little bit further ahead than that. We have started in the South Plains all the way up into the Panhandle over the last week or so, and then on Monday night we did get significant rainfall across some portion of that region. So we have stalled out at least for one day. Our extended forecast for this week is supposed to be in at least 100 degrees and with windy conditions. That should help us dry out.
Steely Fischbacher is with the Texas wheat. She says overall producers are pleased with the crop.
Overall, in terms of the entire Texas crop, yields have been above average. especially in the South Plains region into the Panhandle. We're getting into some really good wheat, some of our best wheat that we have in the state. Yields, like I said, above average. Protein has been a little bit lower than what we would expect, but whenever you have those larger yields, sometimes you'll have lower protein. So test weights, from what we're seeing, have been pretty good. We've heard really high test weights, but kind of ranging in the 59 to 60 range, so definitely adequate test weights there.
In Kansas, wheat harvest continues to expand, moving as far north as Marion County. Mike Thomas is manager of the Cooperative Grain and Supply in Marion. He says that the test weights coming in have looked really good, 60 to 62 pounds. He said some farmers are reporting yield averages as high as 55 to 60 bushels per acre. He also reported that the protein content has been a bit lower than average. Wheat harvest 2016 continuing to expand across Kansas. Harvest update, Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
U.S. Custom Harvesters is an association of the professional custom harvesters serving the needs of the American farmer. U.S. Custom Harvesters is a dues-funded, nonprofit membership organization primarily consisting of individual grain and forage harvesters, as well as related businesses like equipment manufacturers, implement dealers, insurance companies, and farm-related businesses. U.S. Custom Harvesters, we harvest the crops that feed the world. Become a member of our Kansas-based organization today by visiting www.uschi.com.
Let's see. Chaffer, sieves, belts, augers, cooling systems, chains. You've checked everything for wear and tear that might cause a harvest delay, but where do you get the parts? Who's going to help make the most of every dollar you've invested? Call Abilene Machine at 1-800-255-0337 before the harvest rush to get replacement parts for your ag equipment at prices that can't be beat. For 24-hour ordering, visit them online at AbileneMachine.com. For parts, not excuses, Abilene Machine.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture. Why did Green Bay Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers do this? And what does this have to do with Farming America? I'll tell you right after this.
Farming America is brought to you by Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong. As one of America's favorite farm broadcasters for over 40 years, Max has been spreading the good word about the great work being done by the men and women who feed the world. Max has met some fascinating people along the way, and his book, Stories from the Heartland, is a beautiful hardcover, full-color tribute to those people and to the American farmer. It's a great gift for Father's Day. Max's book is available at BarnesandNoble.com and Amazon.com, but you can get a special price by going to MaxArmstrongBook.com. That's MaxArmstrongBook.com. The farmer in your life will love this book. And you can also find a copy of Orion Samuelson's book, You Can't Dream Big Enough. So for Stories from the Heartland by Max Armstrong or You Can't Dream Big Enough by Orion Samuelson, you can find them both at MaxArmstrongBook.com. Get one or both for Dad today.
Green Bay Packer quarterback Aaron Rodgers has been idolized in the state of Wisconsin. Until now. That's because Rodgers has announced that he has cut dairy out of his diet. Rodgers told ESPN that since his knee surgery in January, he has been following a stricter food regimen in an effort to prolong his career. He said, "I just wanted to get healthier. I've done a lot of research and talked with our team nutritionist, some other friends around the league, about how I can extend my career and how I can be and feel healthier." That plan that he came up with includes lots of fruits and veggies, and that's good. But he says he's following more of a vegan diet with some red meat at times and some chicken. Giving up cheese in America's dairyland, or at least publicly announcing it, may not be the smartest move for a Green Bay Packers football player. The Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, an industry organization that promotes consumption of Wisconsin dairy to boost industry sales, was not pleased with Rogers' comments that certain foods like dairy can increase inflammation in the body. The Milk Marketing Board issued a statement saying that, as some of the world's greatest Packer fans, the dairy farm families of Wisconsin are, of course, disappointed by this news. While we trust and respect Aaron Rodgers and his nutrition team, we stick by the USDA recommendation of 3 servings of dairy per day for anyone age 9 and older. Cheese is a natural source of high-quality protein and among the richest dietary sources of calcium. Wisconsin is the number 2 producer of milk in the United States, the number 1 producer of cheese, 3 billion pounds of it in 2015 alone. The state's dairy industry pumps $43 billion into Wisconsin's economy. The board added, regarding inflammation, Aaron would be better off to continue to eat low-fat dairy products. The National Institutes of Health says there is no proof dairy causes inflammation in muscles and joints. Rodgers hasn't just upset Wisconsin dairy producers. Cheeseheads around the world across social media have lashed out at him for ditching the state's most treasured food. And he did it during National Dairy Month. Back after this.
If your roof got hit hard, they've got guys ready. Call Parrick Construction. Storm damage? Need a roof, guttering, or windows? Call Parrick Construction at 785-406-0269. Or stop by Hometown Lumber for more information about Parrick Construction. They're ready to help you with a roll-off dumpster ready for rent. Contact Parrick Construction today.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 68 with sunshine. We missed any shower chances overnight. Looks like a hot, dry spell ahead as we may top the century mark already today.
Farmers, they're the lifeblood of America. The men and women who tackle the toughest jobs to put clothes on our backs and food on our tables. They might do it quietly, but their genuine values and tireless work ethic are an inspiration to us all. Some might say farming is a thankless occupation, so that's why we're taking the time to say thanks. Farm Bureau Financial Services, protecting what matters most.
Bryce Leonard in Washington is your local agent with Farm Bureau Insurance and Farm Bureau Financial Services.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. Salvador Perez hit a 2-run homer with 2 outs in the 8th inning, and the Kansas City Royals held on through a shaky 9th to beat the Cleveland Indians 3-2 last night. Joaquin Soria pitched a scoreless 8th inning for Kansas City and then proceeded to handle the 9th with setup man Kelvin Herrera and closer Wade Davis resting after each having pitched the last 3 days. Soria got Jason Kipnis to pop out with runners on first and second to end it. Unable to solve Josh Tomlin most of the night, the Royals finally took the lead off Brian Shaw, who gave up a single to Eric Hosmer before Perez deposited a pitch 402 feet away into left field. It ended a bizarre streak of 11 consecutive Royals homers of the solo variety. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Look, you can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety awards in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS top safety pick on Super Cab and Super Crew with optional forward collision warning. The competition? Yeah, right. Just don't ask for both safety awards, because that ain't happening, pal. Let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both awards. Once again, raising the stakes for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
Let's talk Chiefs football for just a minute. Chiefs running back Jamal Charles was on the practice field for the start of a 3-day minicamp, though all-pro safety Eric Berry was absent as his representatives negotiate a long-term contract. Charles has been ahead of schedule after having surgery last season to repair a torn ACL in his right knee. He has been involved in some of the voluntary workouts prior to yesterday, and has insisted all along he intends to be ready by the start of training camp. In Major League Baseball, the NL Central leading Chicago Cubs improved their Major League best to 44-19 by rallying a run in the ninth inning to edge NL East leading Washington 4-3. It's the Cubs' best start since 1918. The Baltimore Orioles snapped a three-game losing streak with a 3-2 victory over the Boston Red Sox. The Blue Jays routed the Phillies 11-3. The Houston Astros enjoyed a 5-2 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Cincinnati Reds beat the Atlanta Braves 3-1. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Move your motor to the Washington Speedway this Saturday, where the hot lap start at 6:30 and racing starts at 7. We're racing the Winged Outlaws and Wingless MSL class. The Washington Speedway this Saturday night, where it's a blast to go this fast.
Smith Auto would like to take this opportunity to salute our brave Navy personnel who sacrificed their time with loved ones to defend our great country. Thank you for all that you do from your friends at Smith Auto in Pawnee City. We offer quality used auto parts, body repairs, glass installations. We buy scrap iron.
KNDY.